With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is looking to bring prescription drug and pharmaceutical prices down, signing an executive order that aims to slash prices in the U.S. to equal the lower prices other countries pay. The president said the U.S. will no longer subsidize the health care of other countries. The U.S. often pays as much as three times more than other developed nations for prescription drugs. President Trump declaring victory after a 90-day truce announced between the U.S. and China in the tariff trade war.
They've agreed to open China, fully open China. And I think it's going to be fantastic for China. I think it's going to be fantastic for us. And I think it's going to be great for unification and peace. China will also suspend and remove all of its non-monetary barriers. They've agreed to do that.
Trump declared the de-escalation of the trade war victory, saying he would soon chat with the Chinese president about how to preserve the financial relationship between the world's two largest economies. As Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman moves more to the center politically and continues to voice his support for Israel, his fellow Democrats are claiming he is unwell.
The Hill reports Democrat senators are having discussions about their concerns for Fetterman after a disturbing report in New York Magazine brought to light potential health problems. The report cites communications from a former staffer describing Fetterman as being, quote, on a bad trajectory and warning that he may not be with us for much longer unless something is done. In 2022, Fetterman suffered a stroke and subsequent issues with hearing and language, as well as a bout of depression. Bob Agnew reporting.
TD Bank shuttering nearly 40 locations next month. The bank, which still has more than 1,000 locations, said the closures will take place on June 5th. This is SRN News. Canada continues to move left.
While the U.S. appears to be turning away from the LGBT agenda, our neighbors to the north are leaning in. Lawmakers in the province of Manitoba are considering a measure that would define so-called gender expression as a human right. Canadians are generally more left-wing on issues of homosexuality than the U.S., but some critics are saying local lawmakers are outpacing the public on transgenderism. Meanwhile, some gay couples in this country are immigrating north. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Justice has opened a federal civil rights investigation into a Muslim-centered planned community around one of the state's largest mosques near Dallas. Texas Senator John Cornyn requested the federal probe of the community last month, citing concerns it could discriminate against Christians and Jews. A lawyer for the project said the developers are being bullied because they're Muslim. The community has not yet been built. The plan is to be an all-Muslim community. This is SRN News. The Trump administration appoints a new acting librarian of Congress.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has replaced longtime librarian Carla Hayden. The White House fired her last week amid criticism from some conservatives that she was advancing a quote-unquote woke agenda. Blanche was recently named to the second highest post in the Justice Department after serving as a criminal defense attorney defending Trump against two cases brought by the DOJ. He was a key figure on Trump's defense team in his New York hush money trial. Trump was ultimately convicted of 34 felony counts. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
U.S. health officials say a listeria outbreak linked to ready-to-eat sandwiches and snacks has sickened at least 10 people. A producer has voluntarily recalled several products sold to retail stores, hospitals, hotels, airports, and airlines. The products were made by Fresh and Ready Food. More details at srnnews.com.